Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another exciting episode of the Vinnie Eastwood Show. We're broadcasting live from the fabulously fluoridated capital of Auckland, New Zealand, the island chained nation in the sunny slave South Pacific. It's not only fluoridated, it's also Fukushima irradiated, which is good for the economy because everybody now has a part-time job as an incandescent light bulb. We're also on AmericanFreedomRadio.com 5 days a week, ladies and gentlemen, broadcasting live from 5 till 7 Central Time, 6 till 8 Eastern, 3 till 5 Pacific, and I think it might be like midday till 2 or something if you happen to be in Hawaii, which is kind of strange. Anyway, my very special guests today are from the infamous and famous and magnanimous, allegedly, OPPT movement, I believe. We've got Brian Kelly and Bob Wright. Gentlemen, welcome to the program.
Thanks.
Sorry, Vinny, I'm sorry you have such a good time between that introduction song and, man, you're a pro. Great energy. I'm excited to be here as well.
That intro rocked. I wanted to hear the rest of the song. I was like, yeah.
Well, if you want to check it out on YouTube, that's where I stole it from, illegally downloaded. It's called, what the frack is it called? It's called Everyone's Asleep by Clap Clap Riot. They were originally going to do a something with Pussy Riot, but, you know, record companies got involved and they weren't king. Anyway, why don't you tell us a little bit about what OPPT stands for, first of all, and what it actually is, second of all.
Bob, why don't you take us away, man?
Okay. Well, OPPT, actually, the acronym stands for One People's Public Trust. And basically what the OPPT is, it's a first off, it's an idea. But it does involve legal filings that have to do with more particularly the banks and the government. It started with a paradigm report, an investigation on what was causing the financial collapse and all the poverty in the world. And that investigative report basically came back and said it was not only the banking system was being fraudulent, but the entire system was being fraudulent. You know, the government, the judicial system, all of them were in cahoots together, and that the system itself was the problem. And so they foreclosed upon the system, in a nutshell.
Okay. So it's basically talking about, there's new ocracies that have come out recently. Have you heard of an ineptocracy? It's when the least capable of leading become elected into leadership positions so that they can steal off those most capable of producing and being given by proxy to those who are the least capable of contributing. That's an ineptocracy. A kleptocracy is a...
It's described the U.S. Congress.
Yeah. that's right. And there's a kleptocracy as well, you know, like kleptomania, somebody who compulsively steals. Basically, you're being governed by people who compulsively steal your stuff. And the other one being an evilarchy. It's a mixture of the word evil, oligarchy, and malarkey.
Man, I could tell this interview is going to be fun already. yeah, you know, I mean, Vinny, you've obviously well studied in the art of coercion.
I call it scumbaggery.
Yeah, of coercion. I mean, what you have right now is you got a bunch of corporations masquerading around the world as governments, and you know they've made a business, a global business, off harvesting the energy of the citizens of the world who just want to live happy lives, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, as in the Constitution. And you know the sad thing is you take a country like the United States of America, supposed to be the land of the free, home of the brave, and we're more shackled here than some third world countries. So there's a lot of irony there. That's because they did a real heck of a job in disguising the illusion for what it is. And everybody works day in and day out to give their energy into a system that's kind of bending them over on the back end. No pun intended.
I'm sure not. Now, in terms of actually remedying this problem, because I've seen a lot of people come up with solutions, come and go. I mean, I don't know if you guys recall, there was this person that called Drake that came out and said that he was part of this White Hat secret society, and they were going to arrest all the bankers, and nobody worry, nobody, you know, everybody stop fighting against the New World Order. Everybody stop trying to free yourself. We'll take care of you. And naturally, of course, nothing freaking happened.
Yeah, I'd say we're very familiar with Drake. You know, I'm still on his mailing list just because I like to get a good giggle when I get emails from him with the most recent updates, most 90% of which having to do with gun rights in the United States. We're very well aware that, you know, that we don't even particularly call the One People's Public Trust a movement. But for those people that call it a movement, we're very well aware that movements have come and gone with very little to show for it. And, you know, what we're not out there doing is we're not out there trying to convince anybody to, you know, follow the One People's Public Trust or buy into the One People's Public Trust or put all their faith into the One People's Public Trust. The One People's Public Trust was a tool that was developed to do a job, which was to unwind the UCC, the Uniform Commercial Code. And, you know, essentially it was done by an expert who has 20 years plus in experience in working in UCC law. And she flipped the whole thing on its head and unwound the whole thing from the foundation or the prime of the creation of the Uniform Commercial Code. So what we realize is the biggest resistance in believing the information that has been put out thus far is that it's not completely visible for everyone to see just yet for themselves. Anybody that wants to dig in and find the UCC1 filings that have been, they're out there. I mean, you can go to directly to the UCC and file them. And the way that UCC law works is that when there's a file or a claim that's made, it's basically a registry system. There's a certain amount of time that's allotted that allows that claim to be rebutted in order to, you know, to deny the legitimacy of it, if you will. And all the UCC filings have gone unrebutted, so they become part of the UCC law. So what everybody's waiting for right now is that to become visible. And we're right now, essentially we're in a holding pattern where, you know, it's kind of like the, we're kind of at the tipping point, if you will, where all this information just kind of springs out for everybody to see. And until that happens, that's kind of the proof that everybody needs to sink their teeth into to believe what has been done is in fact legitimate. So no one has to take our word for it. All the information is out there, you know, and it's all about to be made public here in the very near future. So it's just a kind of a waiting game at this point.
And another thing, when you're talking about remedies, there really can't be any remedy without an awakening. And I believe that's the other component of the LPPT. It is an awakening. It's a mass awakening, because first off, when you realize that the governments are corporations, and if they are all corporations masquerading as government, they have to operate by the commercial code. And this is the reason why, you know, people ask the question, well, why do you use the UCC? Well, because your governments are corporations. And if you want to go after the corporations, you're in the commercial field. You know, it stands to follow the logic, you know, the reason why the governments behave the way that they behave. You know, they're out for profit and they're after corporate and banking interests. And that's every time if you want to predict any vote, find out what corporation is benefiting the most, and you're going to be able to predict any vote that goes through Congress. You know, it just follow the money.
Well, and all the money comes from central banks, of course, and those are the ones that are, well, private companies. And it occurs to me
that's what they want you to think, Vinny.
They
want you to think it comes from the central banks. But in reality, all the money comes from the people. All of it. Every dime, every cent. There is no gold backing it. The only thing that's underwriting the entire world financial system is the faith and credit of the people. So we are the creditors. We are the ones that supply all the value in any commercial transaction. It is the people that the value comes from. And mm-hmm. so if people understood that, if people just understood that principle, then you really wouldn't need any UCC filings because nobody would stand for any of the fraudulent, you know, things that have been going on in the banking and financial systems.
Okay, so, well, hold on a second. I'm not sure I quite understand. You say that there's we are the people, we are the ones who are backing all this currency. My point was simply that we're not the ones that are choosing to print it. We're not the ones that are choosing to support it. We just stand by and let it happen.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. I mean, I think that the point that Bob was trying to make is that if all the people of the world decided, wait a second, this whole thing, the way that things have been going over the course of at the least the last 100 years, on certain levels you could trace it back hundreds or thousands of years, but if everybody were to stop working and stop paying their bills, no paper money or no gold in a vault would be worth a hill of beans. It's the people that work to create the goods and to create the services that allows this world to go round. And essentially what the One People's Public Trust did was they went in and they said, you know, they made null and void any contract that falls between the one original contract that was made at the dawn of our existence of humanity, which is between the creator and the the individual and the source that created the individual. All contracts that come in between by way of birth certificates, passports, driver's licenses, you name it, are all fraudulent and are now being taken out of the way to where the people are going to have the opportunity to, you know, to be free and to not have to worry about people high up on a corporate pedestal calling the shots and saying that, you know, this is where you need to be and this is what you need to do. The biggest thing is right now is that, like your song, the introduction song that you had here tells a great story. There's so many people around the world that have no idea what's going on. They wake up, they go to work, they come home, they pay their bills, they go to bed, they take their kids to school. They have no clue what's going on, but they have this little inkling of something that's inside of them that says, I don't think I can completely trust my government, and I don't think I can completely trust what's on mainstream media. So there's that little seed inside of them that's saying, hold on, red flag, there's something going on here, but they just haven't had it in them to do their own research, do their own study like we all have, to uncover the fraud and uncover the conspiracies. So the lid is about to be blown off, and when it is, a lot of people are going to be very shocked. But there's enough of us that are awake, that do know what's going on, that are onto the funny business, that are going to be there to say, hold on, this is nothing to fear. This is something to be celebrated, because where we're going when we're free from all this tyranny and we're free from all these illusions, we have a total unencumbered ability to co-create a new way of life, a new way of living.
It's just seemed to me that so many people have tried to come up with new ways of living, but they don't have control over the means of production or the means of wealth creation on their own terms in order to make, you know, a positive society happen. It's all owned and controlled by the bankers who have armies and guns and missiles and things of that nature. Until you're capable of getting rid of those real physical barriers to your freedom, it seems to me that, well, they'll just... If you do have any real success, they'll just JFK you.
Well, that's the whole point when I said that part of the remedy is an awakening. Because even the military, law enforcement, all of these, the IRS agencies and tax collection agencies, they're all run by people. People just like you and me who are also suffering under the same tyranny that they're working for. You know, some of the worst crimes in humanity have been caused by people who were quote-unquote doing their job or quote-unquote following orders. But when you wake people up, when people realize the whole system, you know, and what is actually causing the suffering and the poverty and all of the misery on this planet is the system that they're working for. You know, you've got more and more, you know, military soldiers who are refusing to follow orders. Government can't keep a secret anymore because people fail to cooperate with keeping things that they know that need to be out a secret. Mm-hmm. And it's the awakening of the people that is causing this movement to become bulletproof, because you've got not only people, you know, in the military and the financial systems. You know, one of the criticisms that we have, you know, Heather admits, yeah, I've gotten help from certain members of the Rothschild family. I've gotten help from, you know, members of the Department of Justice and from within side. And there are people inside the system, even in high, high up positions, that understand what is causing the problem, understand that humanity is on a path to self-destruction, and refuse to cooperate.
All right. Well, there's one thing is that sure enough, secrets are very difficult to keep, but they do get kept. And the key is not necessarily whether or not the secrets can be kept forever. The secret is whether or not it can actually be part of the public awareness before you can actually do anything about these secrets. Because, you know, I know many, many deep, dark secrets, but I can't do anything about them because nobody else knows. All right, we'll be right back.